Previously on Vultures.
Good day to you, loyal listener. As we rejoin our ongoing murder mystery serial, allow me to offer a brief recap of events. Whilst evading security at the Detective Union of Ireland AGM, we, the detectives of Vulture Private Investigations, came across the corpse of Master Detective, the late Basil McGuire. Now we have decided to try and solve the murder ourselves. Oh, and we also hid his corpse. Listen on, dear friend, for I, Dan McGrain, shall narrate. Episode 6, The Fictional Death of Basil McGuire. Basil's death had rattled me greatly. I was still in slight shock when we jumped into a cosy little room just off the main corridor.
We're in a cupboard.
It's more of a utility room, isn't it?
Whose hand is on my arse?
That's not a hand. It's the head of a mop.
Oh, whose mop is on my arse?
All right, enough of the utility room. Let's go to the wheelchair jacks.
The only person here in a wheelchair is Hamish Lane. So let's hope he's having a low fibre day.
Oh, hello, VPI. I was wondering who was chitter-chattering outside my room.
The mystery writer Kate Marple emerged, a woman who had once used us as inspiration for her scavenger series of detective novels.
Before the evening's activities commence, would you detectives like to join me for some tea in Battenberg? Maybe some dainty little fairy cakes?
Go suck a lemon, Marple!
Wait, James. Surely we should have some afternoon tea with Miss Marple? And will allow us to rest safely a while? Allow us to discuss a hypothetical murder mystery story?
Listeners, you can't see it, but I was doing the finger parenthesis gesture so my fellow detectives would deduce my true intentions. To lay low in Marple's room. And to have my fill of tea and buns.
All right, Marple, let's talk stories. What would you think of a murder mystery story where a detective gets killed and the suspects are detectives and the only people who can solve it are detectives?
Sounds like a ripping yarn in the mould of a Scooby-Doo caper.
Did people die in Scooby-Doo?
Fred gets decapitated in one episode.
That's very true.
Oh.
So imagine someone in this hotel got done. Let's say Basil McGuire.
Well, the first and most obvious of all suspects is Deirdre Dupin.
Valid, she is the ex-wife.
She's also the most powerful lady in the entire detective industry.
Yeah, but Basil's more famous, like Ireland's own famous.
So, driven bananas by his fame, she has him offed. How thrilling. But surely a lady like Deirdre wouldn't get her hands dirty.
Very astute, Kate. That leads us to suspect number two, Tom Moriarty.
Maybe this is Moriarty's opportunity to become a leading villain.
Ooh, he'd be a great lead villain. He's so debonair, like a vampire. Vampire biting away at your neck.
Next, the informants, Jack Street and Hamish Lane.
Well, we did give Jack Street that part-time researcher job.
But he stole our invites to the AGM.
Informants do like to get their hands dirty, though.
Damn straight, Hamish Lane is a filth bag. Human AIDS.
True, but McGuire is a high-profile advocate for regulating the informant industry. He might have antagonised either of the informants. Oh, and there's a lift. Hamish can pop his little wheelie chair into that.
Suspect 5, Noel Lovejoy, former detective turned renowned dealer of rare Irish detective antiquities. And tonight he unveils his collection for the first time, but maybe he wants to add to it.
Who's our next suspect?
Why, you are, Kate. It is you who is next.
Me?
Yes, you. You wrote Basil's biography.
And according to rumours, he dumped Deirdre to pander her off with you on a dirty weekend to the Burren.
I just made that up.
The Burren Pair?
No, all of it.
Oh.
Regardless, the death of the most famous detective in Ireland would give you a storyline for a new book.
Goodness, I feel so fictionally guilty. Who's next? How about Ned Savage? He's a very angry little man, isn't he?
Duly noted.
Jimmy Kolchak, the rat-faced gumshoe from Cork. His detective career is on the wane since he sold all that horse meat to the vegetarian orphanage.
Perhaps he's looking for a big case to get his career back on track.
That's it, then we have it. The hypothetical suspects. Deirdre Dupin, Tom Moriarty, Jack Street, Hamish Lane, Noel Lovejoy, Kate Marple, you, Ned Savage and Jimmy Kolchak.
And Dan McGrain, Jim Vulture, Niall Tennyson and Janine Drew.
I beg of your pardon, Kate?
You lot. Dupin kicked you out because you caused an affray in the lobby, which further underlined the fact that Vulture Private Investigations is struggling. Perhaps the four of you decided to create your own job opportunities by killing Ireland's most famous detective.
How awkward. She had us. All four detectives from Vulture Private Investigations looked at each other suspiciously. Could one of us have committed murder?
Oh, goodness gracious me. The hypothetical scenario was a bluff. For the truth! Did you four kill Basil McGuire?
Now, Miss Marple, let's not blow this out of...
Ah!
And with that, Janine knocked Marple out clean.
Why did you punch her?
Because if he did, it would have been bad form. And I'm a feminist.
Sweet Scots clan.
The alarm had been raised. Basil's body was found. Is our game up? Are all the hounds going to be released on the scent?
To be continued in the next episode of Vultures.
This programme is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.